Digital LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
What's wrong?
Keeler. He's bringing your ex-husband into this debate. The SEC's investigation into his company.
Then face Keeler's lie with the truth and trust that the people will be able to tell the difference.
Jack, what's going on? Where's Tony?
He's been shot.
How bad?
He was hit in the neck. He's still alive. They're getting him to the hospital now. With Tony down, you're in command.
Deliver Ramon Salazar to the Van Nuys Dam.
Whoever sent this message is controlling Kyle Singer's movements. We have 2 hours to find him before they release the virus.
What are you into, Kyle?
These cops, they came to my apartment today, and they were saying something about using me to bring some weird disease into the country.
A disease?
Go! Run!
Do it! Ah! Ah!
Ah! Oh.
You going to see Salazar?
Yeah.
My dad said questioning him is a waste of time.
No, sitting around here is a waste of time.
Kim, I need you to generate a prisoner transfer document.
What's this about?
I need to move Ramon Salazar. This has top priority clearance. No one at CTU is supposed to know.
Either I hand over Ramon Salazar, or his brother will release the virus.
I understand that this is an impossible choice. I have another option for you to consider.
Ramon Salazar would be broken out of prison and delivered to him.
Sounds like quite a plan, Jack, but who'll break Salazar out?
I will, sir. This would be my last assignment.
If you play this cool, Ramon, you're walking out of here with me.
Open the cell blocks now.
The following takes place between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m.
Good evening to those of you on the East Coast, and good afternoon to those of you in the West. Welcome to the first of 3 debates between President David Palmer and Senator John Keeler. We'll begin tonight with a 2-minute opening statement, followed by the first question, which will go to President David Palmer, as decided by a coin flip backstage just moments ago.
How are you feeling?
Each participant will have 2 minutes to answer.
Is that a medical question or personal?
Both.
I'm fine.
And it'll be conducted within the formats and rules agreed to by each member of the debate and by the 2 campaigns. Now we'll bring to the stage the candidates, ladies and gentlemen. Senator John Keeler.
David, I'm sorry you have to deal with my ex-husband's lies.
It's all right. We have the truth on our side.
Ladies and gentlemen, President David Palmer.
British Sky Broadcasting presents 24, starring Kiefer Sutherland as Jack Bauer. Created by Joel Surnow and Robert Cochran. Voiced by Tim Bruce on behalf of MCS Agency.
Ladies and gentlemen, Senator Keeler, good evening. I'm looking forward to discussing some of the critical issues facing the government.
Detritus smashes against the president's face on a television screen in the midst of a prison riot as former inmates burn and destroy in a frenzy of hatred. One picks up a fire extinguisher and rams down a door. Beyond it, a guard is kicked on the floor. Jack and Salazar emerge from a corridor behind them, looking for an escape route. As part of a plan, Jack removes Salazar's cuffs.
You start fighting with me over the gun. I gotta try and pull 2 guards off the main corridor. Come here. Okay, there you go. Now.
Help! 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 No!
Jack and Salazar set upon 2 guards in full riot gear. Salazar gets carried away and beats his man wildly with a baton.
Put on his uniform and helmet now!
5:04. As they strip body armor from the 2 unconscious guards, Chase and the warden head for the central control room.
Personnel outside yard. There are still
what I've been meant. I want a team at every security
coach. No, Jack and Salazar are somewhere in East Block. You need to put your men over there.
I gotta control this prison. Your partner's not my only problem.
Warden, today he is. He and Salazar need to be contained, and they need to be kept alive.
You want me to redeploy my men? Then I need to know how real this terrorist threat is.
Chase pulls the warden to one side.
Right. Ramon Salazar's brother will spread a deadly virus into the population unless we release him unharmed. If we don't, the death toll will be in the hundreds of thousands.
This is Warden Mitchell, Tactical Unit 5, report to Control Center. You are now under the command of Agent Edmonds.
Thank you.
Yeah?
Chase, it's Michelle. What the hell's going on over there?
Jack tried to big Salazar out of prison. He started a riot.
What?
I think in his own twisted way, he thinks he's going to deliver him to Hector and stop the virus from being released.
Well, he's going to get himself killed, not to mention Salazar.
I know. I'm trying to protect him. What about Kyle Singer?
We're getting close to locating him.
Michelle, as soon as you do, call me. If Jack knows we got the carrier of the virus, he'll give Salazar back.
We've got everyone working on a chase. We'll find him.
Okay.
Kyle watches like a caged animal from the isolation cube as his captors tuck into takeaway coffee.
Mabel?
He fights for words to comfort Linda, who sits frozen with shock, tears rolling down her cheek.
Linda.
He crouches before her.
Linda.
Am I gonna die?
It depends. If they find us in time.
What do you mean?
Guy from the government. He told my dad that I had a couple more hours before I come contagious. Maybe they'll find us by then.
You'll be okay.
Yeah. Maybe.
507. Kyle thinks of an idea that will save her and begins to search around the cube. Above him, he notices some pipes, and with the help of a chair, starts yanking them with his hands.
What are you doing?
There must be some wires in here.
What do you need wire for?
Get you out of this.
With a second folding chair, he hammers at the metal pipes. Meanwhile, back at CTU, Kim strikes Lucky.
Adam, look at this. Got it from a Caltrans server. Traffic camera, right near the mall. Look at that. It's a blue shirt. Isn't that what Kyle Singer is wearing?
Yeah. I think there's enough to enhance. Release it to my screen.
Got it.
Kim.
Yes?
I need you a second.
You got this?
Yeah.
All right. Something wrong?
You haven't been following what's going on at the prison, have you?
No, Adam and I have been working on finding Singer. Why, what is it?
Your dad's trying to break out Salazar.
What?
Yeah, he's not out yet, but he's acting on his own authority. He's trying to remove Salazar by force.
I don't understand what you mean by force.
Looks like he started a prison riot to cover the escape.
Why is he doing this?
That's what we're trying to figure out. When's the last time you heard from him?
About a half hour ago. He asked me to issue a transfer order for Ramon Salazar, and he gave me a password.
And you did it.
Yeah, he said that Salazar needed to be moved. But now you're telling me this isn't true?
No, Kim, I'm sorry. Your dad lied to you.
Why would he do that?
Because he knew if he asked anybody else, they would know he was violating protocol.
What's gonna happen to him?
We're gonna try to find him. The best way out of this whole situation is to find Kyle Singer. Then your dad will give up Salazar. So go back to work, help Adam.
Yeah, sure.
We're clear. They're gonna funnel all their forces through one entrance to keep the personnel count.
There must be another way, Jack.
There is, but the prisoners are taking control. We're gonna have to fight our way through them. Get ready.
509. Dressed as guards in full riot gear, Jack and Salazar charge into the marauding prisoners, but are soon set upon by too large a number to have any success. Within moments, they are both overcome, beaten, and kicked to the floor. Jack and Salazar are dragged away by the arms.
Come on, let's go! Let's go! Move!
Chase and some armed guards lie in wait ahead of them. Chase shoots at the ringleader. Jack is pushed forward. Jack and Chase exchange icy glances. Chase watches powerlessly as the hostages are rushed backwards into a room and a heavy iron door closes behind them. 5:11. End of part one.
And in order to do this, our reserves must be kept and our fossil fuels must be conserved.
Kim, did you send me that Kalman filter?
What?
The Kalman filter I needed to clean up that image.
Shoot, I forgot about it. It's in my outbox.
How can you forget? It's the only thing you're working on.
I'm sorry. Look, I'm sending it to you right now. Done.
Kim, I don't know where your head is at, but we need to find Kyle Singer before he's contagious.
Relax. I'm doing the best I can.
The best I can isn't what we do around here, Kim. It's either done or it's not.
So why are you lecturing me? It's in your system.
Michelle is watching them and calls Adam by phone.
Kaufman.
Is there a problem?
I just need to make sure things are running smoothly around here.
Look, Adam, I haven't had a chance to brief you, but...
Jack's created a situation over at the prison.
What kind of situation?
He started a riot to free Salazar. Now they're caught up in the middle of it.
Whoa.
He even used Kim to
create a transfer order that started the whole thing, so cut her a little slack.
Yeah, okay, I understand.
We're all under a lot of pressure here. So let's just find Kyle Singer before it's too late.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Michelle.
Kyle pulls some wires out of the pipe and twists them into a noose.
Kyle, what are you doing? There's no way out of here.
You don't deserve what happened. I do. If I die, the virus is dying with me.
He hangs himself. Linda reaches up to the pipes and uses her body weight to bring them and Kyle safely to the floor. She removes the wire noose and cradles him in her arms. And in the courtyard of the Salazar Ranch, a carved banqueting table with ornate wooden chairs is prepared for Ramon's return.
A welcome home party? You shouldn't be doing this.
What are you talking about?
You've been running things. Show Ramon you're going to be his partner, not his caterer.
Why do you care? You don't want to be involved in my business.
No, Papi, I care about you. And I want you to get what you've earned.
She strokes her hand down his mustachioed face and slowly minxes away. Gael calls.
Yes?
It's me. Riot's still going on.
But we know Ramon's alive.
Yeah, but Bauer's got to get him out soon. CTU's getting close to finding Kyle Singer. And if they do, they'll never let Ramon go.
Then make sure they don't find Singer.
I'm working on it.
Get it done.
Gael watches Kim, who pixel by pixel zeroes in on the image of Gomez's pickup from a mall surveillance camera.
That's him, that's Singer.
Is that a gun?
The image is further enlarged and enhanced.
Yeah. Someone's got him.
We're not going to be able to get the truck's license plate from the shot.
I'll get access to the traffic cameras in the direction they're heading. See if we can find him again. Dessler.
Michelle, we found Kyle Singer being driven away from the mall 47 minutes ago.
Are you working up a vehicle ID?
We will as soon as we're able to get another visual.
This camera's damaged, but functional.
All right, they must have the hostages on the right. Try and pan the camera over.
Let me see the camera move.
You don't have a choice. Do it.
Jack looks up to the camera.
There they are. We gotta get in there before they start killing everyone.
5:20. The ringleader shoots the camera out of action.
Come on, faster! Faster! Let's start wasting the guards unless they let us walk.
First step on side, bam! Headshot from a sniper.
You don't know that.
I know, because that's what went down in Chino. Don't let the guards get wasted, because all they care about is keeping us in.
What the hell are we doing here, then?
Give me your gun. Bring them over here. We're gonna have a little fun with them. Put them on their knees. Who wants to live?
The uniforms are lined up on the ground, their hands behind their heads. The ringleader prowls menacingly around them, pistol in hand. He shoots a guard at random.
Okay. Let's try it again. Who wants to live?
Me. I do.
Him. Over here.
The guard is dragged to a table and sat on a chair.
Who else?
He grabs Jack by the hair.
I've never seen you before.
Nowhere. Him. Over here.
Jack is forced into another chair on the opposite side of the table. The ringleader empties the pistol of bullets, replaces just one back at its barrel, spins the barrel, snaps it shut, and places the gun on the table ready for a game of Russian roulette.
One in six chance. You first. Please. Don't make me do this, man.
There's nothing to it, you little bitch. Just put the gun to your head.
I can't.
You're gonna do it.
You hear me?
You're gonna do it.
Please. Please.
It's easy, see?
All you gotta do is smile. And pull the trigger. Yeah.
Having pulled the trigger with a gun pointing at his own head, the ringleader slams the gun on the table next to the guard.
Now it's one in five.
The guard stares at the gun and freezes with fear.
Let's go!
He points the gun at his temple and shakes with dread.
Shoot him!
No, wait!
Shoot him!
Wait!
Come on, man. Just do it. This way, at least you got a chance, okay? Do it. Come on.
We're gonna do it. We will.
Again, he holds the barrel at his head and fights with his fear.
Let's hear it for the new guy.
We're now seeing concrete results. This is a road we will continue to travel.
Kim, back at CTU.
I got a shot coming in from a camera at the next intersection, definitely the same truck.
Can you read the license plate?
We won't be able to read anything until it finishes downloading.
I just saw the IAD inquiry come in over the system about what your father's doing at the prison. They're questioning the transporter you generated for him.
I heard.
If you want me to say that you didn't know he was going to use it to break out Salazar, I will.
Thanks. I'll be okay. Hold on. It stopped downloading. I'm getting an error message.
Error 402, that means trouble with an internal router.
In the ITS room, Gael sabotages some circuitry. He checks Kim on the monitor, but just as he looks away, Kim leaves her seat and walks across the main concourse towards the room.
Gael, what are you doing?
Well, there's a problem with one of the routers. Trying to fix it.
Why don't you call tech?
No, it's okay. I think I found the problem. Protection circuit kicked in. Must have been a line surge. Should be up and running now. Let me know if you have any more problems.
I will.
5:30. Gael shakes his head at his own doubtful excuse.
Hey, it's back up. What was it?
I'm not sure. Is it possible a line search could have knocked out a router?
Well, not from my side. You could ask Chloe.
Adam zooms in on a photo of the license plate of the pickup and calls Michelle.
Got it.
Hold on. Dessler.
Michelle, I've got a plate on the pickup.
Good. Where do you last have it?
The shot's from the north quadrant of Santa Fe Springs. It was driving west.
Okay, I want you to put this out to mobile units, LAPD. I want everyone looking for this vehicle.
Okay, right.
All right, Ryan, I'm back.
So, do you have any idea if Bauer is trying to break out Salazar on his own, or if he's working with someone?
I'm trying to figure that out now. I'll get back to you when I find out.
You do that.
Chloe.
Yeah, Michelle.
You following what's going on at the prison?
I just saw the update come over. What the hell's happening?
We don't have all the details yet, but Jack's behind it.
I need you to check his phone logs, email, see what case files he's accessed recently.
What am I looking for?
Anything that'll help us figure out why he's doing this.
Are you sure you really want me snooping in his office?
Yes.
You got it.
Michelle looks up to Tony's office, mulls it over in her mind, then makes a phone call.
Surgery?
Yeah, this is Tony Almeida's wife, Michelle. How's he doing?
I'll check. One moment, please. Mrs. Almeida?
Yeah.
He's still in surgery. He'll be contacted as soon as he's rolled into recovery.
What room is he in?
Operating room 4.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Network ops, Evan.
Yeah, Evan, it's Michelle. Do you know if we get OR feeds from Good Samaritan?
Let me check. Yeah, they do. What do you need?
See if they're video docking OR 4.
Yeah, they are. Where do you want it?
Send it to my desktop.
All right. It'll take a second. There you go. Anything else?
No, thank you.
Sure.
She closes all the other program windows on her computer and is taken aback as the reality of Tony's operation dawns on her via live video cam relay. Tony lies unconscious, his head turned to one side, the surgeon's bloodied hands busy at his neck.
4x4.
More pressure.
Hold that down. Another clamp.
It proves too much for Michelle, and she closes down the transmission.
The laundry room's 100 yards in. I'll ID the exact location for the explosives once we get there.
Your weapon, sir.
Chase shines a torch through a small hatchway in the wall of C Block to reveal a narrow maintenance corridor and a spaghetti system of heating pipes.
Sir, we're ready for you.
Surveillance equipment.
Copy that. Here we go. John, monitor's up. You should be seeing it on your eyepiece.
It's working.
Okay.
All right, let's go. Good. Radio silence while we're in there. If they hear us, they might kill everyone. Let's go.
5:35. Chase leads an armed team along the darkened maintenance corridor towards the laundry room.
All right! Round two! Yeah! And you?
I'm a prisoner, not a guard. Ramon Salazar.
I'm sure you've heard them.
You should pick someone else. He's telling you the truth. He was just transferred to the cell block less than a week ago. I'm a federal agent. I was escorting him out of the prison. That's why you've never seen us here before.
Good. Federal agent. What's your name?
Jack Bauer.
All right. It's gonna be Agent Jack against Ramon Salazar. A battle to the finish! Yeah!
On the other side of the wall, one of Chase's team threads a tiny fiber-optic camera through a gap in a heating grate. And on various monitors, they all observe Jack and Salazar sitting opposite each other at a small table, the loaded gun between them. Jack faces them.
Come on, Jack. Show this foreigner how it's done.
Jack coolly picks up the gun and points it at his own head. Looks the ringleader in the eye. Then as he pulls the trigger, shoots Salazar a defiant glance. He slaps the gun back on the table. The ringleader slides it across to Salazar.
If I die, my brother will find you.
Shut up! Do it!
Do it! Do it! Do it! Do it! Do it! Do it! Do it! Do it! Do it! Do it! Do it! Do it! Do it! Do it! Do it! Do it! Do it!
Behind the wall, Chase attaches some plastic explosives and sets the charges. The gun returns to Jack's side of the table.
You're up.
Jack spots the fiber optic twinkling in the wall grate.
Looks like you might lose the title, Jack.
From its position on the table, Jack sees the bullet in the chamber. He gestures to Salazar with his eyes towards the muscle-bound ringleader, raises the gun to his head, and shoots the ringleader dead. Immediately, the armed team blow a hole through the wall and come in, guns firing.
Ramon, stand up!
A full-scale gun battle erupts across the laundry.
Go, go!
In the confusion, Jack and Salazar slip away. Dead bodies litter the ground.
Only
5:43, and Chloe rummages through files and papers in Jack's office. Having loaded some files into a box, she turns her attention to the waste bin, and unravels discarded, crumpled letters. As she delves further, she discovers an empty vial and a broken syringe.
God.
She pauses for thought, then reaches for the phone.
Chloe O'Brien, I'm in Jack's office. Could you send someone up with a drug kit, please?
On its way.
Our differences on the issues are clear. But I believe you don't elect a platform. You elect a man. And I am frankly troubled by
some of the personal choices that this president has made and continues to make. We're all aware of the allegations and indictments surrounding the president's former wife.
Most of us have operated under the assumption that the president would not repeat his history
of associating with persons of questionable moral character. However, my office has just learned that the woman with whom the president is currently involved, Dr. Ann Packard, is being accused of helping to fabricate the results of a clinical drug trial. A drug
which later led to the deaths of three innocent people.
This is outrageous. This debate is not a court of law, nor is it a tabloid paper. This is neither the time nor the place to launch a personal attack on a private citizen.
Mr. President, the senator still has 30 more seconds, sir, please.
This is exactly the right time, because I believe the choices your leaders make in their own lives reflect the choices that they will make on your behalf. And so the question remains, did the president know of these accusations and choose to ignore them? Or is he repeating past mistakes once again?
Mr. President, your rebuttal.
I can tell you with complete confidence that the senator's accusation is false, and that I believe it is the senator's way of avoiding the issues at hand. Now, I came here tonight to discuss the real issues pressing our country.
Oh, God.
I assumed that the senator was
here. Now, do you get it?
I do not believe this is something to be swept under the rug and forgotten.
Back in Jack's office, a lab technician takes a swab and dabs some solution from the vial onto two testers, then squeezes some liquid from a teat pipette. Chloe anxiously awaits the result.
It's positive.
I'll go tell Michelle.
The technician shuts his lab case and leaves. As Chloe gathers together all the items for Michelle, Kim appears at the door. 5:46.
Chloe, what are you doing in my dad's office?
Michelle wanted me to go through your dad's stuff.
Why?
To find anything that could help us understand what he's doing. What's up?
I wanted to know if a line search could shut down a router on your side of the ITS room.
No, my circuit protectors are upstairs, not in the ITS. Why?
Oh, it's probably nothing. Did you find anything?
I can't talk about this.
Why not? Maybe I could help.
You can't help, so just go, okay?
What's in the box?
Just stuff I'm taking to Michelle. This is really inappropriate behavior, Kim.
Why are you doing this, Chloe? I mean, I'm just trying to help you.
You can't help, and I don't have to have this conversation. Under field op mandate, there's a regulation, I believe it's 40 or 41, that says that I have jurisdictional prerogative. So could you just leave?
Not until you tell me what's in the box.
I think your dad's been using drugs.
What?
That's right. Rubber tourniquet? Syringe? We just had the vials tested for opiates. It was positive. And he's been acting really weird, okay?
Chloe snatches back the evidence bags and bristles out of the office.
It's really not fair that you made me do this. This is very uncomfortable.
As Kim reels with shock, Chloe bounds up to Michelle on the concourse.
I didn't find anything in Jack's records, but there's something you need to see.
5:48. They walk through to Michelle's office, where Chloe takes out the bags displaying the empty vial, syringe, and tourniquet.
You found this in his office?
I wanted to make sure what it was before I showed you. The liquid in these vials tested positive for opiates, probably heroin. I think Jack's a user.
Michelle observes Kim return to her desk.
I got it. A patrol car just found the truck Kyle Singer was in, parked in an industrial complex at Fuller and 4th, 2000 block.
Pipe this into the teams on standby. Assume everyone on site is contagious and use level 1 CDC protocol. Let's get him!
Level 1, let's go.
Meanwhile, Jack and Salazar enter a backroom store filled with boxes of old files. Beyond the fire door is freedom. Or it would be, were the car park not filled with SWAT teams, policemen, and ambulance crews. As Jack scours the area, a helicopter comes into land.
Damn. Is there any other way out?
No, we're pinned in.
You must have known this could happen. What's the plan, Jack?
Give me the shotgun. Give me the shotgun. Take off your uniform.
5:50.
I have worked the past year with my administration on my overall economic plan. The projections could not look better.
Dessler.
This is Calgill. We're approaching the industrial complex on Fuller. There are three warehouses on the property.
I'll see if we can narrow it down with infrared.
Roger.
Kaufman.
Adam, see if you can pull up infrared satellite on the industrial complex.
On it. Kim, log on to the NHS server. We need to see if they have any satellites in position.
Tears wet her stunned face.
Kim.
Okay.
What's the matter?
Nothing, I'm fine.
Kim busies herself at the computer. Meanwhile, back in ordinary clothes, Jack peers through the glass to see Chase and the warden assessing the situation.
We just swept the east block. There's no sign of Jack or Salazar.
I got a team in the south block. They can't do a proper search until we lock it down. That could take up to a half hour.
You want to get out of this thing? You're going to have to trust me and do everything that I tell you. You understand?
All right.
Come on, let's go.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take that chopper and I want you to sweep the perimeter.
Chase!
What are you doing, Jack?
You get these people to move back or you're gonna have to take me out. We need that chopper.
Don't do this. I just spoke with Michelle. We're close to getting Kyle Singer.
Close ain't gonna cut it this time. I gotta deliver Salazar now.
I'm not letting you go, Jack.
How long's it gonna take you to fire Kyle Singer? A half an hour? An hour? I gotta get Salazar in the air in that chopper in the next 60 seconds or 100,000 people will die.
5:57. Jack holds Salazar hostage by the doorway of the prison as dozens of armed marksmen stare at him through their gun sights.
Let him go.
Let him go?
Let him go. Track the chopper. I need you to keep your people under control, Warden. Please. I can't have anything happen with Salazar.
This is Warden Mitchell. I want all teams to stand down. I repeat, stand down. Agent Bauer will be taking Salazar to the SWAT chopper. I want a confirmation from all teams on the stand down order.
Let him take the chopper.
Stand down.
All right, back off.
All right, Jack. No one's going to try and stop
you. Get these men to back off and holster their weapons.
Back off. Stand down.
Let him through. Off. Get them to holster their weapons! Now! Lower your weapon!
that down!
Get the snipers down off the roof now! Now!
Off the roof!
Put that weapon
get
down!
Off the roof!
Now!
Back off! Do what he says!
Jack leads Salazar to the door of the helicopter and climbs in. At the same moment, on the other side of town, a biosuited CTU team blows the doors off the warehouse and find a terrified Kyle and Linda imprisoned in their isolation cube. As they prepare for takeoff, Jack rips out the wires to the locator and communication systems.
What's he doing?
Disable the comm and the locator.
Yeah!
Chase, it's Michelle. We have Kyle Singer.
I can't hear you!
We found Kyle Singer.
It's that Kyle!
Yes!
Jack! Jack! We found Kyle Singer! Jack! 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 Jack!
Jack doesn't hear over the sound of the rotor blades and pilots Salazar off into the blue yonder.
Talk about facts and figures all night, Mr. President. Once again, I see this as a question of judgment and integrity. To ignore this issue, an issue of rectitude and foresight.
And as Kyle Singer walks from the cube to an isolation tent, Salazar soars high over Los Angeles, lifted to freedom by a government agent.
Congratulations. Now you are an even bigger enemy to your country than I am.
Six p.m. The end.